Backseat Box Office, episode number 97, for the weekend of July 27th through the 29th, 2012. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Jonathan.
This is Lena.
And this is Scott.
We are the Backseat Producers. You are listening to Backseat Box Office. Just a couple of episodes away from 100.
That's right.
Yep.
Close.
Is this 196?
No, 97.
It's 97.
Yep.
Yeah, so if we count like all the result shows, we're well up over like 160, I think.
Yeah.
But we don't really count those. So
those are just part B.
Yep.
There you go.
Literally, if you look at the file names, they are. I think we would be remiss without at least mentioning the fact that that a terrible person did a terrible thing between the time we recorded last and by the time we're recording now. And I'm not even going to mention that asshole's name because I'm just going to refer to him as that asshole.
That sums it up.
I think that's appropriate, and I really don't want to put any more effort into him than that. Yep. What has come out of it is some very amazing stories of people who have survived, who have thrived, some of them who did not survive and who sacrificed themselves for the people they cared about. There are people that are still on the brink, and you know, they still need a lot of time to heal and recover. And quite possibly there'll be people who never really do recover from this. But there have been some amazingly cool stories, especially about things like, the gal who got shot, like buckshot went up her nose. Did you guys hear about this?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. It went into her brain.
Oh my gosh.
Except she was born with a rare birth defect that actually there's a tube of fluid that runs like through the middle of her brain. And basically the buckshot went into that and like rode that tube all the way from the front of her brain to the back. And yeah, they thought they were going to be opening up her skull to just find a mess. And I mean, there was some damage, but she's already out of ICU and they're pretty confident that she's going to make a fairly good recovery. And it's like, and it was a birth defect that she didn't even know she had that unless someone would have done an MRI on her head, they would have never even known it was there. Christian Bale just stepping up, and I know a lot of people have a lot of negative thoughts toward him because he's acted the fool a time or two on set. And yeah, but you know what? I think he pretty much erased a lot of any kind of bad will when on his own time and on his own dime, he went to Aurora, Colorado and visited with first responders, with people in the hospital. He went to the memorial services and visited with families. Like to the point where the people were questioning Warner Brothers about it. And they're like, he's doing that on his own.
Do you really think Warner Brothers controls anything Christian Bale does?
No, but to be fair, they could have spun that as marketing.
They could have, well, and Warner Brothers did throw a lot of money at some charities in the area, and good on them.
Yes.
But,
yeah, and then Christian of course
Bale's
you have
just being Christian Bale about this.
Yeah, I mean, he's a passionate dude.
Mm-hmm.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
He is a passionate dude, and this is one of those times it's for the better. And we could tell you, I mean, there's a number of other stories like this. There apparently were three of the guys who were killed.
And I was looking for their names and I can't find them.
Yeah,
right
those
now.
Guys, they were killed like covering, like putting their own bodies in between them between the gunmen and their girlfriends or wives or what have you. I mean,
yeah, I did hear one about, I don't know if he was 8 or 10 years old, and he put himself on top of his little brother.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, it's pretty incredible, what people did there. And, you know, it's pretty terrible what this guy did. And, it's also terrible how some people are taking advantage of the situation, politicians and the like. I'm not even going to mention what they're doing because I don't want to give them any more anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad. It was upsetting. And when on Friday night I had the opportunity, I took it and I went to the theater and I saw the movie. At one point in our viewing, someone walked out the emergency exit. And that was like, are you kidding me? But, I mean, it was one of those things that you can almost feel the tension in the whole theater when that door opened and closed. It was like, what are you doing? But, you know, fortunately nothing came out of that.
Assholes gotta be assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always those people.
They didn't do it without knowing exactly what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
the
only other thing is before I went, Julie was even questioning whether I should go. And I said, I'm not going to let it bother me. She said, well, what if? I said, what if I trip on the way out to the car and bash my head on the bumper and bleed out in the parking, in the driveway, in our driveway? What if I get T-boned driving to the theater by some drunk? Because I did go to a late movie.
Yeah.
You know, we could live in fear. We could play the what if game.
Or you could just go watch the Batman movie.
But unless you're planning on staying up to do weird stuff to me, I'm going to the Batman movie. So she said, "You go have fun."
Well, and it's one of those situations too. It's like, you don't want to say, you know, the terrorists win, but that's what it is. The best way to make sure this dude has no legacy whatsoever is don't let it affect your, you know.
Yeah.
Your habits.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let it change what you were going to do just because one asshole decides to be an asshole, you know.
Exactly.
Like, go out and continue to be, and don't be stupid, but, you know, and don't be that dick that walks out the exit door, but, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's once I sat down in the theater and I had my tub of popcorn and my ridiculously large beverage and I sported wood while watching the Man of Steel teaser trailer,
Don't like that costume.
What's that?
I don't like the Man of Steel costume. It looks like a basketball.
It does have a lot of texture to it.
Like I didn't mind. Like, there was texture to Superman Returns costume, and I was fine with that. But I don't know what Kryptonians are making their suits out of. But I don't want to go to their tailors.
I don't know. Nobody liked the Thor costumes either. So
no, I loved the Thor costume. That was pure vintage Kirby.
That's true.
I'm just saying, in motion, it might be better.
Yeah. All I know is what I saw, I was pleased. And I thought for sure that was going to be the highlight of the evening for me, considering some of the early reviews I had seen, most of which were absolutely wrong. Harry Knowles can, I'm not gonna say exactly what I think he should do because I don't feel like bleeping things. So let's just say Harry Knowles doesn't understand what Christopher Nolan was trying to do with the whole trilogy.
Yeah.
So
if whatever you were going to tell him to do requires bleeping after the introduction that we've had, that's some pretty heinous shit you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Then again, it is Harry Knowles, so, you know.
Yeah.
He's the Uwe Boll of critics.
I did have, and I got to say, I did have a sort of half-outlined little rant about all the people who are accusing this movie of having sort of a political stance. That's going on the back burner till the DVD comes out.
Yeah, you know what? People accused The Dark Knight of having political stance, too. So, whatever.
Why do I never see, whenever they talk about that, I don't see it. I just, it's a movie. I enjoy it. That's it. I'm done.
What I don't understand is why does anybody look for it?
Yeah.
It's goddamn.
No, there are guys who are.
Always has political stance to it. It doesn't matter what.
Yeah.
There is something, anything that has a message has some sort of politic behind it. So.
Well, yeah, no, the genius is there are people who are looking for it, and I love when they come into conflict. Like Star Wars. I won't mention a subtitle because that'll get Tony mad. But Star Wars has both the right wing and the left wing thinking it's championing them.
Oh, yeah. Well, those, yeah.
So
if you're looking for your own, supporting your own decisions, that's just dumb. But.
Yeah.
So I have to say, I did learn one thing from the Law of the Geek podcast, which, if you guys are in any way at all interested in legal topics, especially surrounding IP, copyright, trademark, that is a great podcast to listen to.
I keep meaning to ask them who owns Macross.
That's a good question.
Because who does?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Harmony Gold's lawyers aren't totally sure.
See, what I want to know is how much it would cost me to buy the rights to Strike Force Moratori, because I so goddamnly bad want to write some really good updated Strike Force. But that's a completely separate topic.
Yeah. I'm sure that's, you find out who owns it, and it's like you offer them $5 and then see if they go for that and just work up.
Yeah, or I just write the stories but don't have it be about aliens attacking.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of ways to spin that story otherwise. The thing I learned was, and they didn't say this specifically, but I thought, I kind of extrapolated it from what they did say, you can't trademark the name of a book or a movie or things like that, but you can trademark the series. So by changing Star Wars to Star Wars A New Hope and then adding the tag of Star Wars in front of The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, etc., you then trademark the series Star Wars as opposed to the name of a specific story. That's why you see them using the Twilight Saga in reference to those movies, because that carries the weight of trademark behind it. So, again, I am not an attorney. I do sleep with one, though. So,
okay.
Use that for whatever you will. That I mostly don't know what I'm talking about. But Jeff and Melina do, and they have a great podcast, and you should go listen to it.
Yep.
I've been meaning to, actually.
It's good stuff.
Just to see what it's about.
All right, so
movies.
Hey, everybody, hit it out of the ballpark this week.
Yeah.
Shall I do the top five then?
Might as well.
Okay, weekend box office. The Dark Knight Rises came in at number one with the gross of $160.9 million. Ice Age at number two at $20.4 million. Amazing Spider-Man came in at number three with $10.9 million. Ted at number 4 with $10 million, and Brave at number 5 with $6
million. You know, I got to say, the only surprise to me out of all of that was how close Spider-Man and Ted got.
Mm-hmm. And this is also, the Avengers has officially dropped out of the top 12.
It'll come back. This week. It's coming back. Don't worry.
This week, it officially dropped off the top 12.
Yeah, but now it's going to hit all the army bases and backwater theaters, and it'll be back. It'll happen.
That very well could happen.
Yeah.
As long as they do it before the DVDs come out.
Yeah.
Did you see the preview for Oz when you went to the movie? Or whatever it was called?
I think it's Oz : The Great and Powerful.
Yeah, I knew there was something there.
Yeah, I did not see it at the theater. I saw it online.
Your thought?
I will see it.
The theater was the first time I saw it or even heard anything of it. It looked good.
Yeah, James Franco as Oz. I'm behind that. Or as the wizard, I should say.
And I also saw Ted on Saturday. Four nights, four movies.
Ted was a lot of fun.
Was hysterical. And the scene when they're in the miniature golf place, that's 10 minutes from my house back home. Oh. I grew up there in the batting cages and the miniature golf place.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. My friend Laurie and I were sitting there, and we're like, oh my god, it's a dinosaur! We were getting all excited over the damn miniature golf place. Literally 10 minutes from my house.
So, one thing I noticed this week was The Dark Knight Rises did open a little less than people expected would.
Which might have been related to asshole-ishness.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also possibly related to asshole-ishness was the fact that across the board, most of the movies lost a much higher percent than movies normally do.
Yeah, that was a rough drop for Ice Age.
Almost every
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I went to the Sunday noon movie, and it was not, the theater was not crowded. There were plenty of empty seats, and I didn't know if it was because of assholishness or if it was because everyone had already seen it Friday and Saturday. By Friday, everyone had already seen it.
Yeah, in the top 10, there were only two movies that did not fall more than 50%, which is a little higher than normal. Mm-hmm. And you'll always have a couple of outliers that will fall 50-60%, but when you had Savages fall 63%, almost 64%, Spider-Man fell 68.5%.
That's crazy.
That's a ridiculous drop.
Yeah. And Spider-Man did lose a lot of theaters, though. Probably to Batman.
Well, it did lose a lot of theaters to Batman, but it only lost, I mean, it didn't even lose 20% of its theaters.
Yeah.
But it lost almost 70% of its audience. Mm-hmm. That is a ridiculous drop.
Well, do you think they lost a lot of audience to The Dark Knight Rises? Not the theaters, but the actual,
No.
Just the ticket. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think Spider-Man had its chance to shine. Like, anyone who was going to see it was...
Already saw it,
or was sitting on it to take a whole bunch of kids at once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's also two different audiences for The Dark Knight Rises and The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, very few 8-year-olds when I saw Dark Knight Rises.
Right.
There was a couple in front of me with a baby that could not have been more than 6 months old. That was a loud damn movie.
Well, that's what you get for going to the Sunday noon show.
I know. Children. But I have to say, to their credit, anytime I heard the slightest little peep from that baby, woman got up, left. came back when the baby was quiet. I was like, wow.
Did you shake her hand and buy her popcorn?
I would have French kissed her if she let me. And she was right in front of me. I was like, when I heard that baby, I thought, oh my God, I've got almost 3 hours of this now. But no, I was quite pleased.
Now, we did that. We did that when our kids were little. We would go to – we didn't go to weekend movies, though.
Yeah.
We went, like, on Tuesday afternoons.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like, there's this chain of theaters near where I am, and they're the budget chain. But they do, like – there's a specific showing that they're, like, kids under six or whatever are, like, free as long as the mom buys a ticket. Like, it's very much the baby theater.
That's awesome.
They're cool. Great. They do a lot of cool things like that. More so than the big chain. Which I should mention, Cineplex, mad props for donating your Batman monies to the weekend to the Red Cross.
Yes.
Very cool.
Like, I'm looking at the numbers and it's like, that's a lot of money for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money. Those screens made a lot of money. Another thing to consider with The Dark Knight Rises... because it's the comparisons are going to be inevitable.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight Rises versus the Avengers. The Avengers had quite a few 3D showings.
That does help.
No prints of The Dark Knight Rises were in 3D, period.
Chris Nolan designed three dimensions.
Right.
He's enough of an auteur.
He doesn't need them. Two are plenty. Actually, he does work in three dimensions often, but he skips the third dimension and just jumps to the fourth.
Yeah. That's just the way jumps he works. To that fourth. And then, of course, there's the 17th dimension. Awesome. Very fluent in that.
He is. And he actually find a way to put it on screen in the movie Inception. So.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about what's coming out this week.
I do kind of want to see one of them.
I do too, kind of.
Step Up.
You're hoping it's the same one, otherwise it's a weird conversation, Tony.
I think all the guys want to see Step Up Revolution.
No, that movie looks like the bastard stepchild of, like, I don't even know, Break Into, Electric Boogaloo, and
oh God, yes,
and Beat Street. Which is the one nobody ever mentions.
Yeah.
I don't even know that one.
Are you kidding me?
Beat Street?
If you... All right, so...
Be
so
breathing there was, at me.
There was Break-In, and later Break-In to Electric Boogaloo, which has now just become a joke because of its name.
Well, that I remember.
Best sequel subtitle ever.
Yeah, exactly. But there was also Beat Street.
Oh, look at that.
Beat Street and Break-In were like... They were basically the same movie. If I remember right, which I probably don't, because if I want to bring someone on to talk intelligently about these movies, as weird as that sounds, I could bring my brother in because he would definitely be able to tell you all about it. He was the break dancer of the two of us.
Oh my God.
I suppose we should also mention a slightly more contemporary You Got Served.
Yeah.
Slightly.
You know, I'm going to throw in the fact that I'm a skosh older than you guys. So probably why I didn't hear of these, of at least of Beat Street. I had moved on.
You weren't that much older, to be fair.
I had moved on. Yeah, like.
Moved on.
So you were in high school when I was in grade school when those movies came out.
I was a senior in high school when Beat Street came out. Still have no idea.
So there you go.
Yeah, that one. I mean, the other two, I saw them. Not only know them, but I saw them.
Can I just say that I've never really had any interest, nor do I think I've ever seen any Angry Dancing movies.
Oh, speaking of Angry Dancing movies, this is fun trivia for all you listeners. I was an extra in Save the Last Dance 2.
Really?
Ooh.
How'd you score now, that?
Can you be seen?
I never actually found a copy of the movie to check, but if you find a copy, I am in the Welcome to Juilliard scene in about three different places because it was that kind of shoot.
Okay, clearly I need to actually pay for my IMDb Pro account that I let lapse when I got a free one, and make sure that Scott, you are listed in the credits.
Okay.
I was an extra in the opening scene of a movie, but I'm not seen. I'm already way off camera by the time the camera gets there.
No, I scored that because there was a guy handing out flyers looking for movie extras. So that was something I did in my first semester of university, was I showed up in the backgrounds of commercials and music videos and things.
Nice.
It paid minimum wage and all the sandwiches I could eat.
I didn't get paid.
That's not bad.
I was just...
It wasn't bad.
I got to say hello to Courtney Cox.
Well, there you go.
Let's see. 1992, The Opposite Sex and How to Live with Them. I was in the very opening scene when they're all leaving work, all coming out of a building. And it took about 4 hours to film that 90 seconds. Wow. It was ridiculous. And it was freezing, and we had to pretend it was spring. It was like November. We weren't allowed to wear jackets. That's it. That's all I have for my story.
So the other movie that's coming out is The Watch.
The Watch.
Yeah. A friend was telling me that initially, when they started releasing the previews for this, they weren't showing the aliens at all. That they wanted that to be a surprise.
Yeah, that would have been a bad choice.
Yeah, no, because...
Well, because it also happened when Trayvon Martin being shot, it all happened at the same time. So that's when they...
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah, they decided, let's just throw that in now then.
Yeah, so this movie looks like a cross between Police Academy and Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Something along those lines, yes. And I'm looking at the writers, and now I kind of definitely want to see it.
I want to see it.
Yeah, all the previews for it I've seen have looked great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised this actually isn't an Apatow movie.
Good point.
Well, like, Seth Rogen is one of three writers on this, and I think Evan Goldberg is an Apatow alum as well.
Yeah, but yeah, Apatow is kind of, I don't know, he's got this weird love-hate thing that a lot of people have with him. There's some people that just, his name attached to a movie, some people just run.
Yeah, I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I'm not really either.
I've been a fan since Freaks and Geeks. I can't say I've loved, absolutely in love with everything, but I will see it and appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah, more hits than misses.
More hits than misses from him. That's a top five that's coming. That'll happen.
All right. So I believe all four of us got 25s.
Yep.
I believe if I looked at the math right, of everyone who participated, the average score was, I believe, the highest that it's ever been, with a 24.73 average.
Pretty damn cool.
That's, yeah. Only two people got 23s. Everybody else got 25.
And the two of you that got 23, you got some splaining to do.
Well, each of them, one of them had 2 and 3 flipped, and I think another one had 3 and 4 flipped.
Now, the one that had 3 and 4 flipped almost could have been the only 25.
Yeah.
It got close. It really did get close.
And that might have been mentally. I'm trying to remember.
I think you're right. I think it was.
That would have been pretty cool, though.
Yeah, another percentage point of Amazing Spider-Man falling, and I think that would have done it for her. But since I wasn't first last week, I don't have to be first again this week. Jonathan.
Yeah, that's me.
Alphabetical, bitches.
See, I would think you would go first because you're in third place.
No,
alphabetical.
No, we what? Take it by the ranking of
yeah, you go from the time. You go from whoever was in first place the previous week. And if you have a tie, then it goes back to the previous week. And I think we've had a tie for a while now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, these are rules established. I've been in first place for a while and I've been tied for a while. Because, you know why? It's the summer. And since it's the summer, that makes this week relatively easy. Dark Knight Rises, number one. I think that's fairly obvious.
Yeah.
I'm putting The Watch number two. Then things get a little interesting, only in that you have to figure out where the hell to put Step Up.
My money is on $14 million.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking, too. It's looking at the past movies, it started at $20 million, dropped to like $18 million, then $15 million. So somewhere in the $12 to $15 million range. And if Ice Age has another 50% drop, which may or may not happen due to, you know...
Well, even if it only loses like 40.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm thinking that if Ice Age drops to $10 million, Step Up is a shoe-in for third place.
Yeah.
If it doesn't drop to $10 million and it's more like 12, then you've got more of a horse race, and I could see either of those flip-flopping. But I think I'm going to put Step Up at number 3 with Ice Age and Spider-Man at 4 and 5, just because there's no way... I don't see those coming anywhere close to each other. Maybe Spider-Man drops a little more and we, you know, it's what Ted is flip-flops with it, but I don't know. I think I'm going to stick with Spider-Man.
No, yeah. I wouldn't go that route either. Mm-hmm. Please tell me I'm not next.
You are.
You are next.
Oh, man. I don't know what to put at number 3. I cannot guess at all how Step Up is going to do. I just can't figure it out.
I think this is the first time the series has come out in the summer, which is like the extra question about it.
All right, Gadzooks. All right, Dark Knight Rises number 1. Watch number 2. All right, I'm going to throw Ice Age at number 3. Step Up at 4. Spider-Man at 5. Just because I kind of don't want to ditto anyone again.
Okay.
I've been doing that for like 2 solid months. But that's only because I don't
go first.
Well,
that's because it's summer.
Not... It's summer. That's what
happens.
Well,
yeah, that too. But I seriously have no clue where Step Up might end up. Damn. William actually put them at 5.
Well, I guess I will take the next round here. I'm going to say number 1, Iron Sky.
Oh.
No, I'm not. But damn it, we needed to mention that movie.
So bad.
We needed to mention that movie because... Nazis on the moon.
Moon Nazis.
Moon Nazis against...
Why have I not heard of
this? No. Actually, Tony, that's a mistake of pronunciation. They are moon Nazis.
That's right.
Moon Nazis.
That's right. Yeah, with President Palin being the one fighting the moon Nazis.
Don't you know?
Jesus, I really do want to see this movie.
I do.
I've not heard anything about this.
This has been huge in the nerd circles because it's Moon Nazis.
Yeah, look at the trailer for Iron Sky.
You know I will.
It's yeah. It actually opened today.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday opening.
On 13 whole screens, right?
I think so. It's ridiculous. But I do want to see this movie. And I'm sure it's going to be one of those things that in like a week and a half, it'll be on Netflix.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I want to see it. They'll be chilling that out. Hey, watch this movie for free. We don't care if you even have the service. People are paying us to get this movie out. So we're just giving it away for free to anybody who comes to the website.
A Finnish German Australian film.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the best kind.
All right, so for realsies, The Dark Knight Rises at number 1, The Watch at number 2. Here is where it gets a little interesting, though.
You going to be bold?
No, because I was going to, but I think there's some competing forces here that keep it from really changing things too much. I think Step Up is the kind of movie that it's not going to make a lot, but I think it's going to be front-loaded. I think it's going to be one of those things that it's going to get, you know, whatever it gets in the opening weekend, it's going to have like a 60-plus% drop in the second week.
it's going to get the teenage crowd this week who are going to go to something else next week.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so I think that's going to be number three. That leaves Ice Age at number four. I was going to put Ted at number five. Just because Spidey's kind of dropping like a rock.
Yeah.
But I think Spidey dropped so far, so fast this past week, mostly due to the effect of The Dark Knight Rises.
Might be due for a rebound.
I think not even so much a rebound. It's just not going to fall quite as fast.
A relative rebound.
A relative rebound, yeah.
It should have dropped maybe 40, 45% this week, so it'll drop 30 to 40 next week.
Right. Right. Its plummet will be stunted. But I thought Ted would actually do fairly well. The thing is I think there is a real effect.
Now it's competing for comedy.
So. Yeah. Ted and The Watch, you're talking rated R comedy with rated R comedy.
Yeah.
Those are competing forces. I think The Dark Knight Rises and Spider-Man have different audiences, but I think Ted and The Watch have very, very similar audiences.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually going to hurt Ted. Plus, Ted's been out a little bit longer. So I think that's going to have an effect as well. So I am going to say The Amazing Spider-Man at number five.
Kidoki.
So, Scott?
So it's just down to me?
It's just you.
Okay. So
represent Canada, sir.
Yeah. Canada. We have stuff. I've not done anything especially Canadian this week at all. I've not apologized for anything.
That's weird.
No poutine?
I don't even think I've had a poutine. I got, like, chili fries.
That's disappointing. That's like the one thing that... Wait. No poutine, but you've done chili fries.
Yeah.
So you've been, like, actively American this week?
Like, I have been actively avoiding Canadianness.
Well, have you been rude to people?
Did you not hear his rant on Backseat Quickies?
No, I don't.
It was fantastic.
I think they just about damn near gave him citizenship for that. The hockey squad's going to be beating down your door here in about 10 or 15 minutes to make you go play just to revitalize your Canadianness.
Yeah, the CRTC is already very upset that I did not review Goon while it was in theaters here. It actually did quite well on the Canadian box office. Quite well.
All you need to do now is be an insanely aggressive driver and you're one of us.
I don't think that's going to change. I think the Canadian passive-aggressive driving is too deep in me. But okay.
How the hell do you drive passive-aggressive? Never mind.
Okay, when somebody cuts you off, yeah, you speed up, you pull up into the left lane next to them, and you get parallel with them, and then you glare at them, and that's it.
I do that, but I also maybe...
Sign language.
Curse their soul. Yeah, that too.
I practice ASL.
I will open the window and scream until I have no voice left. Depending
You're
on how
number one,
how much of an ass they are.
Okay, this is just me delaying because I do like I'm just going to be dittoing Jonathan, but I want to point out that I wrote it down like 4 hours ago.
You know,
that's all right. Tony was just essentially dittoing me, but then had to spend half an hour explaining why. So
yeah.
Hey,
that's part of the podcast. I mean, you know.
Hey, you know what? I didn't say ditto Jonathan because I'm not cursing us all.
And this is true. And Scott, you did put it on Twitter that you had your picks up earlier. Yeah. So you get
the record stands.
There's no dittoing.
No dittoing happened. We all arrived at this painfully obvious conclusion.
And
I know is that either Melina's going, or not Melina, but Lena is going first, and then I'm going second next week, or I'm going first yet again next week.
This is true.
Oh, William's picks. I have those. He has The Dark Knight Rises at number one, Watch at number two, Ice Age at three, Spider-Man at four, and Step Up at five. And
William
I haven't
does
seen
not
any...
believe in the power of politically active dance.
Good Lord. Well, it is a revolution. I haven't seen anyone put early picks up. No Father Beast.
I don't know.
That's okay.
That's okay.
All right. I think we are done.
I think so.
Man, I am looking forward to the movies coming out next weekend because I think I'm going to be seeing both of them.
I don't remember what's out next weekend. I got to look.
The Total Recall remake?
Yes!
Which, at first, when they first announced that, my thought was, are we seriously remaking that movie?
Yeah.
But then I saw the trailers, and my comment was, they are remaking that movie seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that looks great.
It looks and good.
From the looks of it, it is a remake of the movie as opposed to a new adaptation of the book.
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
And I totally dig Colin Farrell, so that works for me on two levels. And
well, hopefully it won't be too Schwarzenegger.
Ugh.
It won't be too Schwarzenegger, but it will be three boobs.
Oh.
Yep.
Well,
now,
no one's ass is getting
back the same
Mars.
Woman?
How are they going to have three boobs if no one's ass gets to Mars?
Did they bring back the same woman? Because I know that was one of the things they were thinking of doing.
Oh, Jesus, I hope not.
Oh, God.
That's
that would be terrible.
Boobs down. Three boobs all hanging at her knees.
No, if you watch the trailer, you actually see the woman.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Because she says you're going to wish you had three hands. But apparently we actually do see the whole thing. For the trailer, they just cropped it in real close.
Oh, that reminds me.
And the other movie coming out is the new Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie, which I will probably be taking Holden to see at some point. But
well, they're rushing this series now because that's books 3 and 4.
Yeah, you know what, though? They need to because that kid's growing up quick.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they keep the trend, and so the last movie is two parts for no adequately explained reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've seen the first two, and they're actually pretty good.
No, I've seen both of them, too, and they're good. Like, I feel bad for making fun of them.
I haven't seen. I didn't even know there was a 2. Apparently, I spent quite a few years under a rock somewhere.
Oh, well, thank you,
Jonathan. 2 was actually a better film, I thought.
Okay. Jonathan has posted pictures. Thank you, sir.
And it did happen then.
Jonathan posted pictures of what?
Go look in the chat room. Go look in the Skype chat.
This will totally be attached to the show notes, right, guys?
I don't see why not.
Where is it?
Okay, you gotta click the button that looks like a text bubble.
Oh, that's what that is.
Don't you just love Skype's interface, guys? Doesn't it make so much goddamn sense?
It is so intuitive. If I was a moronic programmer in charge of making MySpace, it would be so intuitive.
Well, boobs aside, I love that dress. Sorry. It's a great dress.
That's a fair comment.
That is going
to need to be allowed a little bit of female comments.
That needs to be used out of context in the promo for something.
Feel free.
That will be the title of this episode.
If these episodes had titles.
If they had titles, we would title it that.
You can put it in the ID3 tags.
I could. Sure. Nobody reads those anyways. It doesn't matter.
Someone slap it on to the end of something.
Wait, no. That was my scheme on my other show, was to sell ringtones of out-of-context comments. Okay, so just email me, and I will send you that. Like, just email me and PayPal me 99 cents, and you will get that. No problem.
Well, there you go. There's a Comic-Con press photo.
The Jessica Biel one?
Yep.
It's without the...
It's
without the plastic jacket, for what that's worth.
I like the straps on the side, the buckles.
See? It's a good dress!
The buckles are a little too Nomura for me.
No, it means no undies. That's what it means to me.
Although, when I look at the other one, they could have matched the color of her boobs to the rest of her body a little better.
Well, that was something they did for the Comic-Con thing. Like,
yeah,
if they
did
a good job on set, it's much better.
And they'll digitally enhance all that. They'll tweak the colors.
Study boobs now.
It's an important field of study.
Indeed.
I'm sure we could bring Chibi on to talk about it.
Say that again?
I'm sure we could bring Chibi on to talk about it.
Yep. I mean, he did know a lot about the cave troll's dong.
That is true.
Like, much more about cave troll dong than I thought anyone needed to know.
Cave troll what?
Dong.
Okay, that's fine. I heard you wrong the first time.
Go back and listen to Backseat Producers 200. It's all there. It is all there.
Okay. All right. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's call this one a night.
Tonight.
Night.
If you haven't, go see Dark Knight Rises, mofos.
Is good movie.
Especially you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someday I will be settled. And then I can go do stuff.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, Anne Hathaway and Tom Hardy are all kinds of sexy in that movie. That was the bonus. It was good.
That was good. All right, I'm out.
See ya.
Bye-bye.